Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, Bears are 0-3 heading into the game against the Raiders. What's the greatest challenge Oakland presents to the Bears?
They're very enthusiastic right now. They're a young team with their arrow pointed up. They've come in here with some victories and even setting some records. So the worst thing you want to do is contribute to that. You have to hit them early, and you have to make sure that the Bears are a football team that needs to be contended with, that they have a home crowd that's behind them, that they have a defense that can make you very nervous, even if you're a young quarterback. And then you have to make that transition on offense. You got to keep building behind the offensive line in the running game and figure out how to get the ball downfield with just a little bit more accuracy and consistency.
Tom, you really had to like how the pass rush looked in Seattle despite the outcome of the game. The Bears got to Russell Wilson four times. They played some veteran quarterbacks that really have a lot on tape, but now they're going against a guy like Derek Carr, who's in his second year. What do you know about him, and how do the Bears attack him?
You know, Derek Carr has bloodlines, so he does have experience just from his brother's efforts in the NFL. And sometimes that's the greatest asset a young quarterback can have. Being told the story of the position and then go out there and practice it and have some weapons out there that you can get the ball to that gives you a little bit extra confidence. And Derek Carr has lived through some growing pains. And that's the key thing here is that he's still on the upside. He's still emerging as one of the better quarterbacks, and he's got a lot of confidence in himself. And he contributes to this football team in a manner that he has respect, even though he's a young quarterback. And they understand that the direction this offense is pointing in the right direction because of the quarterback position. And that's one thing the Raiders have been missing for generations now. But here they finally have a young guy that's excited to be a Raider and excited to get this team in the right direction.
With Jared Allen being traded, who does that open a door to in terms of opportunity to step in and maybe contribute more?
You know, Sam Acho, Willie Young, Lamar Houston, all these guys that have been chomping at the bit for their opportunity to play. And, you know, the Bears coaches have seen good things out of all these guys. That's why they felt the luxury of being able to make this trade. And it is good for the Bears. But, you know, now Sam Acho and the rest of the crew, they have to step up and make plays. And I think all of them have pass rushing ability. But there's other details to their responsibility at that position. But I really trust Vic Fangio. I think he understands the decisions he's making with his personnel, and we do see they are reaping the benefits from their pass rush ability of this past week in Seattle.
You touched on the offense before, but I'd like to go back to that. What do the Bears have to do against an Oakland defense that's led by a couple of big playmakers? They got Khalil Mack, they got Alden Smith back there, Charles Woodson, who I think you probably played against. That's how much long he's been in the league. But what do the Bears' offense have to do, and how important is it to get more balance than last week?
You just named three pass rushers. The best thing the Bears can do is run the football against good pass rushers. The worst thing you can do is get in third and nine, third and ten, and let those guys unleash their speed and pass rush ability from the outside. So this is the key ingredient. Coach Dave Magazoo, the offensive line and the running game and that whole running back by committee has been doing a good job each week, and they're getting better. They're getting a better understanding of each other. So I'll say it again. I've said it since week one here. Week two, three, four, you got to run the ball. That's going to create play action pass. That's going to create deception on the line of scrimmage, and it's going to give you more downfield opportunities. And I do think the Bears have the corral of running backs to go out there and use them all.
Tom, this is my favorite part of the segment where I ask you to reflect on a memory about playing against the team that the Bears are facing that week. One of my favorite Bears Raiders memories is 1984. Huge physical game. The Bears beat the defending Super Bowl champion Raiders, knocked two quarterbacks out. Ray Guy, the punter, was next up, but he hid behind the bench because he didn't want to get in. You didn't get to the Bears yet. What are your recollections from that game, however?
Right, but this is the most unique thing about it. I'm in the USFL. I'm watching the Bears from Arizona, and I go, oh, my God, the Bears are killing the Raiders. And for generations, everybody thought Raiders to excellence, Super Bowls and all this. And now the Bears are changing things. They're beating the opponent's quarterbacks. They're beating the offense. And I knew I was signed already to go to the Bears. And I go, I don't know if I'm going to be able to earn an opportunity on this football team because they're playing so well right now. Their defense is so good that I was intimidated by the defense, and I wasn't even here yet.
Tom, great stuff as always. It's going to be exciting to get out to Soldier Field. Last time the Bears were 0-3 was 2003. They beat the Raiders in week 4. Hopefully that will repeat itself. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.